Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Choir Fam Podcast.
I'm Dean Leithy, the Director of Choral Activities at Washington State University.
And I'm Matthew Myers, the Associate Director of Choral Activities at Washington State University.
Back in 2021, we yearned for more connection with choral colleagues we had not seen in months or years and sought out ways to bring our choral community together. We started this podcast to spark more conversations about the current state of choral music and what it will look like in the future.
So here we are. We bring guests from the worldwide choir fam onto the show to share their wisdom and help make our choral world a little bit closer. We hope that by listening to each guest's story, you can find interesting tidbits of knowledge and fresh ideas that you can use in your day-to-day rehearsals.
We also hope that our conversations about the current issues in our field will help us all to move the choral art form forward and make its role more prominent in our society.
We hope you'll enjoy these conversations as we work to strengthen our choral community. Welcome to the Choir Fam. Well, Dean, season 3 is coming to a close. We've been doing this for 3 seasons. What do you love the most about Choir Fam?
So there are so many guests that we have on this program that don't necessarily, I don't have a connection with enough that, how can I say this? I don't know them, but we reach out to them and we just say, would you please be a guest? And they say yes. And I am so excited to learn more about these people. I'm so excited. I find them interesting. And I hope, listeners, that you find them interesting as well. So we're hoping to continue that too. What about you, Matt? What do you enjoy about what we just did, our season?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Dean. Just these people that we wouldn't have met otherwise that we now run into at conferences, and you know, there are just so many wonderful people in the choral world, and making these little connections is just really fun. It's also great to see some of our guests that we talked to 2 years ago whose careers have moved in another direction, and just the wonderful opportunities that have come for them since we first talked to them. It's just really cool to see.
So coming up here in season 4, what are you looking forward to, Matt? We have some exciting guests lined up. What's going to be neat about this?
Yeah, well, we've got some really wonderful people that we're talking to, and you know, we're making more connections from further away. So more guests from other countries. That's something that I've always wanted us to do more of, and it's happening. One thing that I have as a goal for us is to talk to more teachers from different levels, especially elementary and middle school choir teachers. You know, listeners, Dean and I teach college. I think you know this. We end up running into a lot of the college people at conferences and so forth. So if you knew some excellent children's choir directors, excellent middle school directors, just let us know. Send us an email. We'd love to get some more teachers from those levels on the show.
Absolutely. We're also working, listeners, to be more intentional about asking our guests for teaching tips and tricks. That way, we really hope you enjoy hearing about these stories from our guests. But at the same time, it's also nice that they're successful in many different ways to build upon their successes with some of their tips and tricks. So we hope you enjoy that as well.
Yeah. So season 4 is coming right down the pike. We're going to keep doing this until we have run out of people to talk to, everyone. So hopefully we're around for quite a lot longer. As we do every season, Dean, let's ask each other our own questions.
Let's do it. Let's do this.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I'll ask you. I'll ask you first. Here okay. We go. Matt, would you prefer a beach or mountain vacation?
Well, this is a good question, Dean. I would love to do a vacation at the beach and do nothing. But I feel like if I'm near the mountains, I would love to go hiking and all of that. It's just, I don't feel like that's really vacationing. That's a trip.
Yeah. What was your favorite subject in high school that was not music?
It was English, for sure. My friends and I used to make movies out of the books that we liked. And we just like get together on breaks and hang out at a park and just film a movie because we were really cute like that. So we did a movie for Ethan Frome and The Picture of Dorian Gray. One of the best ones we did was Slomasticam. That's Scarlet Letter, Old Man in the Sea, To Kill a Mockingbird, or The
Ooh.
Wind. Yeah. So it was a mashup of some of our favorite books from that year.
Nice. If you could go to a concert to hear any performer, living or dead, who would you pick?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a guilty pleasure, but you know, I would love to go see Britney Spears. However, I would love for her to be performing because she's choosing to, not because anyone's making her.
So. Yeah. What is the best kind of sandwich?
Chicken bacon ranch.
Ooh, that is a good one. Yes.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, your turn. Beach or mountain vacation?
Definitely beach. Sitting on the beach with a cold beverage, reading a book is just something. There it is right there. So yeah, beach vacation.
What was your favorite subject in high school that was not music?
I only took it for two semesters, but I took sculpting, and it's something that just kind of stuck with me. I really enjoyed singing, making music. These are intangibles, but sculpting, creating with clay and other medium, you actually see it, which is just really neat. So I did enjoy that.
Well, that tracks for you, Dean, also with your woodworking that you've done.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Y'all should see his backyard someday. It's very beautiful. If you could go to a concert to hear any performer, living or dead, who would you pick?
This is a tough one. You know, it's a really, really tough one. I was born just a bit late. What I mean by that is I really dig the 70s sound. And a group I really, really would love to hear perform in a really nice California sound is simply America. So I would have loved to hear them back in the day.
And what is the best kind of sandwich?
So I spent time in Tampa with doing my master's degree at the University of South Florida. And I really love a Cubano. So, yeah. And the great, I really love sour flavors. And so in there you have mustard, in there you have pickle. It's really good. It's really good. So, yeah.
That's a good answer, Dean.
Yeah. So,
Every season we go through each of the episodes and listen to the music recommendations from our guests. And we're going to put them in just a nice list here for you. This will be in the show notes as well. So if you're looking for repertoire and some composers to watch, here's your chance. So our favorite choral pieces from our guests this season. We have Waldemar Ahlen's Sommersalm.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Christmas Oratorio.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Komm Jesu Komm.
Samuel Barber's Agnus Dei.
Carol Barnett's Bluegrass Mass.
Eric Barnum's Afternoon on a Hill.
Ludwig van Beethoven's Missa Solemnis.
Jean Berger, The Eyes of All Wait Upon Thee.
Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, recommended by two of our guests.
Franz Biebel, Ave Maria.
Margaret Bond's Ballad of the Brown King.
Another Margaret Bond's piece, Credo.
Johannes Brahms' Schicksalslied.
Sondra Choi's The New Colossus.
Jennifer Lucy Cook's Underneath My Foot.
Robert Delgado, Prayer of St. Francis.
Maurice Duriflay, The Requiem, from two of our guests.
Rena Esmail, When the Violin.
Kirk Franklin, Imagine Me.
Adolphus Hailstork, Done Made My Vow.
Adolphus Hailstork, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes.
George Frederick Handel, Messiah.
George Frederick Handel, Zadok the Priest.
Howard Hanson's Song of Democracy.
William Harris, Bring Us, O Lord God.
Morten Lauridsen's Lux Aeterna, voted three times by three different guests.
Morten Lauridsen's Sure on the Shining Night.
Darius Lim, Fire Dance of Luna.
Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony, from two of our guests.
Joseph Martin, The Awakening.
Giovanni Pierluigi de Palestrina, Stabat Mater.
Jake Runestads, And So I Go On.
Heinrich Schütz, Selig sind die Toten.
Velio Tormis, Curse Upon Iron.
Alvin Trotman, Eternity.
Dale Trumbore's In the Middle, voted on twice.
Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem.
Thomas Lewis de Vittoria, O Quam Gloriosum.
We also asked our guests what composers they feel deserve some more attention. So here is that list as well.
Amy Beach.
Brittany Benton.
Aaron Bratt.
Stephen Chapman.
Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Eleanor Daly.
William Dawson.
R. Nathaniel Dett.
Melissa Dunphy.
Maurice Durafle.
Leon First.
Jose Mauricio Nunez Garcia.
Carlo Gesualdo.
Edie Hill.
Shabaka Hutchins.
Juliette Lai.
Guillaume de Michaud.
Joanne Metcalf.
Rosephanie Powell.
Florence Price.
Marie-Claire Seidon.
Valerie Showers Crescens.
Heather Sorensen.
Billy Strayhorn.
Gerald Thompson.
Alvin Trotman.
Rafe Von Williams.
Brandon Wattles.
Ruth Watson Henderson.
Mary Lou Williams. So those are the lists. Again, choir fam, we'll have those in the show notes if you'd just like to see it all written down. Thank you again for listening to Season 3. Season 4 is going to start in just a couple of days. We are so excited to keep going for you, and thanks again for being a part of the choir fam.
I'm Dean Leithy.
I'm Matthew Myers.
And you've been listening to the Choir Fam Podcast.
Remember to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you liked the show, please rate and review. If you didn't like the show, please let us know how we can better serve our Choir Fam.
You can follow our Instagram page at Choir Fam Pod or email us at choirfampodcast@gmail.com. If you have ideas for guests we could invite, or if you'd like to engage us to work with your choir, just send us a message.
We welcome all our listeners.
Yes, you!
To be part of our minisodes. Just look for our episode, Minisode Intro Part 3, from February 16th, 2024, and send us an email with your answers to our Season 3 Lightning Round questions.
We look forward to hearing from you, and thanks again for being a part of the Choir Fam.